Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Huron County Road Commission has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work set to begin next Monday over the Pigeon River in Windsor Township, Heist and Notter Roads. The primary focus of the project involves concrete patch repairs to the piers with the goal of extending the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. Beginning on May 20th, Heist Road will be closed between Notter Road and Gagetown Road over the Pigeon River. Following the completion of this phase, bridge work will shift to Notter Road between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, with work expected to conclude by July 2nd. Designated detours will be in place. Motorists are urged to adhere to posted detour routes. For additional information, kindly reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. A fire erupted Monday evening at Harbor House and Harbor Beach, leading to immediate evacuation procedures for nearby residents. Harbor Beach Fire Chief Jason Lermont's official report provides insight into the recent fire incident at 622 Harbor House Court. Firefighters responded promptly, dispatched at 5:22 p.m. on Monday. Upon arrival, they encountered heavy black smoke emanating from an upstairs apartment. Quick action contained the fire to the room and its contents. Ventilation efforts, including firefighters cutting a hole in the roof, ensured the safety of neighboring apartments. Assistance was provided by the Siegel Township Fire Department, offering full support to Harbor Beach firefighters. The Bad Axe Fire Department contributed their air trailer, and the aerial ladder truck from Bad Axe was also placed on standby as a precautionary measure. The Harbor Beach Police Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and East Huron Ambulance were all present to assist. The scene was cleared by 6:30 p.m., marking the successful containment and resolution of the incident. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A lawsuit claims 14 teenagers in Michigan were sexually abused by staff while living at a state-licensed detention and rehabilitation center. The lawsuit accuses Wolverine Human Services of gross negligence. It describes staff preying on 13 boys and a girl in their rooms, in showers, and elsewhere at Wolverine Secure Treatment Center. The center closed in 2021 after a series of state inspections. It was near Saginaw, 100 miles north of Detroit. There was no immediate comment on the lawsuit from Wolverine Human Services. The Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing 8 on charges of driving under the influence, manslaughter. Troopers say Brian McLean Howard faces 8 counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Troopers say Howard was driving the 2001 Ford Ranger that crossed into the center line, sideswiping the bus and causing it to veer off the road at about 6:40 a.m. It crashed through a fence and into a tree before overturning. In addition to the 8 killed, at least 40 were injured. It is not immediately known if Howard has an attorney. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. The temperature is currently 51 degrees, and the humidity is 70%.